What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, no Phils yesterday, but not one, but two today. So we look forward to that. Phils, near the halfway point of the season, obviously in first place. We'll get you set for the tickets for the games today and that whole deal. But basically, one at 1 o'clock and another later tonight. We'll do a lot on the Eagles. They're in training camp in 3 weeks. There's also a chance of getting T.J. Watt. Have to give up something to get him. We'll get to that. More on the Fritz versus me thing. There's just a lot going on, including NBA free agency. All of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
They have no mosquitoes in Iceland.
Well, I was there, didn't notice, but... I mean,
really?
I'm happy to not have noticed.
So I forgot that you were there.
Yeah, I give you a first-hand report on Iceland. What do you want to know?
Well, are there any mosquitoes?
You know what's the most amazing? James, can I give you the most amazing fact about Iceland as I surmised it?
Sure.
So I asked, we had a tour guide at one point, and I said to the tour guide, I said, what happened here in World War II? Like, I was just curious, like, you know.
Yeah, Europe, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, the Nazis are going all over Europe. Yeah, they're taking everything.
It's a fair question.
So, like, what happened here? And he's, now this will sum up Iceland for you. Ready? He says, the Nazis got here. They were here briefly and they looked around and they didn't want it and didn't want any of it and they left. Like, they're like, no, we don't want it.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
Is that really what happened?
Have you ever heard of the Germany and Iceland? No. Apparently they looked at it like, we don't need this waterfall. We'll go somewhere else. So, like, Iceland's beautiful, but it doesn't have, you know...
A lot of strategic value, right? As they say. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I believe, the only country on the planet, though, that doesn't have mosquitoes, from what I understand.
Wow. Okay.
Which is pretty crazy.
That is an interesting fact. The waterfalls were wild, I will say that. The waterfalls and all the...
Yeah, I've never heard
the natural
of the
beauty
water.
Is supposed to be gorgeous.
And the volcanic realities that it creates.
We had an exchange student from Iceland who stayed at... our house when I was in 10th grade.
How about that?
What's the language
his name
sound like?
Inge Icelandic. Icelandic. His name,
is it like a very
Icelandic.
Like Nordic
it's
type?
Like,
what's it?
I don't remember.
I've never heard.
I mean,
it.
One of the things is like almost everyone talks. Everywhere I've gone, people talk English. Like, I haven't gone to the Far East. So if I go into a store in Iceland and say, hey, can I get a Coke? The guy's like, hey, no problem. So I don't know that I experience like what their language is. You just talk English and people. Talk back to you. Anyway, let's open up the phone lines for you. 215.
Well, that's very cultured.
Very American.
It is what it is. Hey, give me a Big Mac.
You speak English. Yeah.
All right, 215-592.
Just say it louder if they don't understand.
94-94.
Big Mac.
3 weeks to training camp, guys. 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
John, what are you thinking about this coming football season? Three weeks to camp, the Eagles. What is percolating through your mind this morning?
Well, I love the Eagles. I love where we are headed. I think that this is absolutely a team that will not make the mistakes that we made the last time we won a Super Bowl. I eagerly anticipate the focus, and it's going to be really amazing to watch the way Nick's going to grab hold of this thing. I'm very excited.
I thought he set a tone at the parade. I'll just say that. He's been very on point with that
oh
type
my
of
gosh.
Focus.
Nick is really hitting it out of the park, you know, this whole offseason. I do feel like even though there was one OTA day, that's enough. This leadership within the team itself, you know, the young guys and the old guys, that mix, it's a good mix. But, you know, we'll see. We got to wait a little longer to find out. But as I look around the rest of the division, you know, it's New York. There's a whole load of problems.
Yep.
Dallas, holy cow. I can't believe the way they pay one guy $90 million and they've got nothing left for anyone else.
Feels like a two-team race in the division, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is two teams that matter in the NFC East. And, man, I'm concerned about what the Commanders have done this offseason.
No one's talking about it, John.
They got better.
No one's talking about it.
And I don't know if you recall, we had to play them twice in the regular season and then again in the postseason. You know, that's probably likely to happen again because this is a good team. They are well coached, and man, you just perusing the changes that they made this offseason. Of course, we all know Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel as a 49er.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone who's ever played fantasy football knows they've tried to trade for Deebo Samuel at some point, because this guy, when he touches the football, he's going to make someone miss. He's going to make plays. He is a wide receiver who's built like a running back, so you can throw him the ball from any distance, any length. He's going to catch that thing, and he's going to run you over or make you miss, or, you know, just make a defender look silly. And he's strong, just strong. And now the commies got him, which, you know, yep. I hate.
Yep.
Laremy Tunsil. We all remember Laremy Tunsil, you know, fell in the draft because of the picture with the gas mask.
Yep, yep.
But Laremy Tunsil has been a really, really strong NFL pro. This is a left tackle for the ages, a guy that, you know, an old school left tackle, a guy you go down and look at his games started, games played, it's 17, 14, 15, 15, 16. You know, like, this is just what he does, and he's really good at defending the blind side of a quarterback.
Yep.
They went out and figured out a way to make this young quarterback, Jaden Daniels, even more formidable to the rest of the NFL.
And he was already really good. He's their main guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaden Daniels is really, really well, we saw last year that he's precocious. He's ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
And now I just assume with this help, with the additions around him, that they've added the support that he needs. We know, of course, Zach Ertz was a big part of why he was successful. They brought Zach Ertz back in free agency. Bobby Wagner, their inside linebacker, sort of the quarterback on the defensive side, the leader on that side of the ball. You know, so Jaden Daniels doesn't have to worry about that side. He's coming back in free agency. Javon Kinlaw is a really good D tackle. They're bringing him back.
Can I ask you a question just before you keep going? Because this is what I think you're saying, and I'm curious if this is what you're saying. That you think the Eagles are certainly the most likely team to win the division, but that you think Washington is a greater threat than people are aware of, and we shouldn't take even the division for granted. Is that,
no doubt. No
is that
doubt.
Essentially what you're saying?
Yes. The division is not secure when you've got a team that's that talented like Washington is, and when they've been active this offseason in a really strong way, like as an opposing team,
yep,
in a way that's very disappointing to me. I hate to see them doing things that make a lot of sense for them.
No, listen, they've improved, and they're already pretty good. James, this is crazy talk, what he's saying or not?
Look, it's not crazy talk. We know what the NFL is, but I'm absolutely not concerned about Washington the way Richie is. I think he is way overblowing how good they are. I think Deebo Samuel, I'm not that scared of. He hasn't been the same player the last couple years. He looks big for what it's worth, not the good kind of big in the training camp. Maybe he'll play himself into shape. They're all old guys. They paid for old guys. I mean, Bobby Wagner's 35 years old. 35,
yeah.
Man.
I've been on some
real
teams
real,
with
I know,
old
they're
guys
old, I know.
That were pretty good.
Take a guess. Outside of beating the Eagles last year when Jalen Hurts got knocked out of the game, how many and not including the playoffs, they won the playoffs. How many times in the regular season do you think Washington beat a team with a winning record?
Well, I mean, based on the way you frame it. Yeah,
once. And it was the 9-8 Bengals.
Yeah.
They beat Tennessee. They beat New Orleans. They beat Atlanta. They beat a lot of bad teams.
Now, I will say this, though, James, and that is noteworthy. And by the way, they also had an easy schedule because they've been a bad team.
They had an unbelievably easy schedule last year.
But I will say this, and I remember this with like the 2000 Eagles. You feel like there's a sense when you get good that you improve as it goes.
Sure.
And Washington frickin' went into Detroit and beat them.
Yeah, but Detroit was beat up at that point. It's a good win. But then the Eagles smoked them.
I know.
Beat them by 30 points in the NFC Championship game. And then
I want to say there's one thing about that championship win, which is unbelievably impressive about the Eagles. Because I'm kind of between the two of you. Like, I'm with you. Like, first off, fact number one, we all know.
The division every year.
Every year there's
also, last thing, the Jaden Daniels, like, don't just assume he's going to get better next year, because whether it's Jordan Love or CJ Stroud or Jalen Hurts after 2022 or whatever, we see these guys have huge breakout years, and the vast majority of times they take a step back before they take another step forward.
So I would say
I know
this.
Josh Allen didn't, Lamar didn't, but most did.
Yeah, I think it's the vast majority of time in the last 3 or 4 years. I don't think it's traditionally the vast majority of the time. For some reason, you're right, James, some of those guys did take big steps back. There's no question about that. And Jalen is an example in 2023. He did. But with that said, I mean, if you go back, at least in my lifetime, 80s, 90s, 2000s, when a guy establishes Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Donovan McNabb.
It's usually year two, though, that they establish. Well, so things are changing a little bit.
But whenever they've established, like, I don't typically remember the guy. I think Jaden Daniels is really legit. John, I do too.
Jaden Daniels is really legit.
And here's the one thing I'll say about that championship win, which was awesome. I mean, believe me, I'm not trying to put any cold water on it. The Eagles created those turnovers. But chances are Washington's not going to fumble the ball four times like they did. Like, that was, it was unbelievable. Like, the Eagles would stick them, and then, like, I would fumble the ball.
But they were way better.
No, no.
The Eagles were a way better football team.
I don't disagree, but I also don't think they were 30 points better. And I think in people's minds, it's like, oh, my football team's 30 points better. Well, first off, Eagles have lost a lot from the defense. I know a lot of people in March wanted to ignore that reality. Like, I heard a caller earlier today, John, driving in here, talking to John Johnson this morning. It's like, we're the champs. And I wanted to hear, and I didn't hear the whole call, so I want to be fair to John, but I wanted to hear John say, well, yeah, our squad won the championship and are the defending champs. Hey, dude, new season starts. Like, in 3 weeks, training camp, and by the way, in the 30 years we've had a salary cap, there's only been three teams to repeat. I mean, think about who didn't repeat. Five of the six Patriot teams didn't repeat. Peyton Manning at one point won 23 straight games. He didn't repeat.
Wait, didn't the Patriots repeat twice?
Four. No, they repeated once, 03 and 04. That's the only time they repeated.
Oh, because it was sandwich. Okay.
So, like, five of the six Patriot teams didn't repeat. The Eagles in 2017 didn't repeat. The freaking Rams, greatest show on turf, didn't repeat. I mean, I could give you, like, Seattle didn't repeat. So, there's two different levels of conversations. There's the repeat as champions, of which great teams didn't repeat. Great, like, I remember watching the Packers in 96.
The greatest show on turf.
They didn't repeat.
Rams teams. Some of these teams, even playing against some of these teams. Some of those Peyton Manning led offenses, you were hopeless if you faced them. You were completely hopeless.
I'm with you, John.
But he couldn't figure out a way to win in the postseason.
Well, at first. And even when he did, he didn't again. And, like, I guess what I'm saying is
points for a lot of reasons.
So where do you stand on this? So you hear John's concern with Washington, which I largely agree with him. Like, I do think there is a little bit of being asleep at the wheel. We're the champs. We're going to stay at least the NFC East champs.
I agree that we're the champs and we deserve a lot of credit, and we are an incredibly built team.
But, John, there's something to be said for.
But they are also becoming an incredibly built team, and they have a chance to make noise.
Yeah, and here's
They're well coached. Yeah, they are tough. I don't like the idea that we got to figure out a way to cover Terry McLaurin. Well, you know, like, he and Deebo
Samuel. If he signs.
Right.
What's that?
If he signs. I mean, McLaurin's not going. Well, as of now, it's holding out.
Here's the deal. Where do you stand on this, guys? 215-592-9494. I want you to think about it. So you've got, you know, trying to win it all. You've got, as John kind of led with today, just trying to win the division. Let's be real. Most of us think the Eagles are going to win the division. If we do a poll, are the Eagles going to win the division? Our poll result's going to be in the 90 percentile. But here's the thing history tells me. They don't actually have a 90% chance to win the division. They don't. They don't. I mean, guys could get hurt. The schedule is tough. Washington, I do think, is legit. I do believe that. And Super Bowl hangovers do happen. So where do you stand? And they did lose a lot.
Well, like, injuries. I mean, I don't think anyone has a 90% chance to win
any division.
But
you know, if we do the poll.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So where do you stand on this, guy? And have we been a little asleep at the wheel based on the we're the champs, we're the champs, we're the champs thing? And it's like, yeah, but new season. Like, you can say we're the champs. Here's what I'd say. That's not accurate anymore. Two things that are accurate. Two things that are accurate. One, the Eagles were the champions last season. Two, the Eagles are the defending champion.
Okay, I'm down with that. But you're the champ until someone else wins.
The Eagles, in my opinion, with the new season in 3 weeks, are not the champions. We're in a new year, guys. Talk to me. 215-592-9494. Got some thought-provoking stuff for you on the Phils. We'll get to more of the Fritz thing. Phone calls on all of this. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about something here, which in this case is about PI Dental Center. Isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience and phenomenal experience in complex dental treatment, of which they are the best. That's why I've been there for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you are struggling with your teeth, well, first off, I'm sorry to hear that for you. That's a bummer. You don't want that. But know this, you can do something about it. You really can. Get to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. Whether it's major pain that causes you problems, or perhaps you just don't like the way you look, and that creates a self-esteem dynamic that causes you problems, get to PI Dental Center. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. They can fix you up. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.